A friend thinks allowing men free will and yet still achieving his purposes shows a greater view of God's sovereignty. What are your thoughts on this?
Let me define the term first, and then I'll respond. I'm going to assume that by free will he means something really controversial, not something obvious. What I'm going to assume the question means is real ultimate self-determination, because that's the only kind of free will that's controversial. I think most lay people, when they talk about free will, just mean I really choose, and of course you do, and so fine, you have free will, we all do. But those who are theologically writing about this and thinking about what they mean is that I, John Piper, am able ultimately and decisively to determine my own will, and God cannot and does not, when I choose that he won't. So I have that kind of autonomy in the universe. I don't think that exists anywhere. There's not one verse in the Bible that says we have such a thing. And the people, they start grasping for verses about, well, whosoever will, let him come. Well, of course, whosoever will, let him come. But why does one will and not another is the question. So, is God more glorious to somehow ordain that human beings have autonomy, self-determination ultimately, so that he cannot, once he's made that decree, he cannot guide what they do without intruding upon their moral capacities and turning them into robots? And they say, God doing that and still pulling off his ultimate purposes is more glorious. And I would say they've just created a universe that doesn't exist in their head, and they're pronouncing on it. I don't create universes that don't exist. I don't find it helpful to imagine a universe that doesn't exist and then say it's a more glorious one than this one, because I'm given a universe. And then I'm given the Creator's interpretation of the universe right here. And what this says is that universe doesn't exist. So you can speculate about it all you want, but it doesn't. Now I'm going to go further than that and say the universe in which God gave all people that kind of autonomy and self-determination, that universe isn't superior, because God would have made it if it were superior. If you say, but you're going in a circle here, aren't you? Saying it doesn't exist, and therefore you don't believe it, and saying if it were better, it would exist. No, because I'm just basing my understanding of this universe on this book. This book says we don't have that kind of autonomy. Romans 9, 16 and 17. It is not of man who wills or runs, but of God who has mercy. Our willing and our running are not decisive. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for God is the one who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Verse after verse in the Bible teaches that my willing, which is real, responsible, accountable, is not decisively and ultimately my own creation. It is God's decisive governing. My willing is real, my willing is responsible, and God has the amazing. This is what's glorious. So if you ask me, what's the most glorious universe? The most glorious universe is the universe in which we really will things, and we are really responsible for what we will, and we will be held accountable for the choices we make, and God is still absolutely sovereign over those willings. That's the great paradox. That's the great mystery and the great glory. Not the universe that somebody creates out of their own heads, where everybody is endowed with the autonomy that only God has.